You have been our mission from the beginning.
The plan was always to get you out.
Half the tributes were in on it. This is the revolution, and you are the Mockingjay.
When Philip Seymour Hoffman died last month, like everyone, I was shaken and saddened by the terrible waste. I thought about all his remarkable performances I'd seen, from the talented Mr. Ripley to Capote to The Master. His most recent job was in the third installment of the blockbuster Hunger Games series, playing the character called Plutarch Heavensby, the mastermind of the games. It's a major role, and he had important scenes left to shoot. A big problem for the movie makers. But instead of a rewrite to accommodate the missing scenes, the Hunger Games producers are said to be attempting a 21st century solution, creating a digital version of the late Philip Seymour Hoffman, whose performance they will computer animate from scratch and cut into the movie. The studio and filmmakers aren't discussing it publicly, but to get some sense of how this unprecedented feat could be done, I'm joined today by Steve Pregg. As a special effects supervisor at Digital Domain in Los Angeles, he is an expert in creating virtual humans. Steve, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks for having me.
So just to make clear to our listeners, you are not working on the Hunger Games movies, but you have worked on similar projects, including The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, the Brad Pitt movie, for which you won an Oscar. What did you learn by working on that film and its extraordinary effects about animating actors realistically?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is that for creating a synthetic character, you know, making someone who's just human is the most difficult thing that we've tried to do in computer graphics. And anything that is even, you know, slightly wrong with it causes a dip into what's known as the uncanny valley, which is a horrible place where when something gets close to human looking but doesn't quite make it, it becomes actually repulsive rather than pretty reasonably acceptable. The reasons that we typically find that something falls in the uncanny valley show up as things that you would typically see in a cadaver, you know, distant stare, mm-hmm. miscolored skin. And I got to imagine from a point of view of evolution that, you know, we would be naturally designed to stay away from that or fear it for
That's
reasons of disease or whatever.
And so as you're working on trying to make, let's say, Brad Pitt look ancient in Benjamin Button, are there moments where you have a bit of film and you go, no, that's creepy. That's not perfect enough, and you have to go back to the drawing board and say, how can we make that better?
Pretty much every shot goes through that
really?
At some point. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The trick is figuring out what's causing it. And, you know, there tends to be a lot of finger pointing between, is it the lighting? Is it the compositing? Is it the animation? And even once something gets fixed, say in animation, then maybe that, you know, sheds light on some issue that is in compositing or is in lighting. So it's definitely a sort of, you know, circular process of iterating over and over and over until everyone kind of feels like it's okay.
Now, with the Hunger Games and what they're proposing to do, and I want to, again, make clear that this is speculation since you're not involved with the film, the challenge is to replicate how Philip Hoffman looked months ago and in the rest of the film. What are the basic ways that could be done, what they're proposing to do of creating a whole new scene with this digital actor? How might that be done?
Well, I mean, you know, typically what we would do if we had access to an actor is we'd do a bunch of, you know, very high-resolution scans that gives us geometric data as well as texture reference, you know, what their skin tones are. I don't know if any of that data has been captured for Philip Seymour Hoffman, either on this movie or in the past. If they don't have that, you know, there's going to be a lot of artistic interpretation of looking at images of him, either, you know, stills or moving.
And would you, I mean, if you were doing it, I mean, would it make sense to shoot one person to be the physical body that you then digitally animate the face differently, and then somebody else to be the voice actor?
I would definitely, you know, get somebody to play the body. Whether or not you use the same person for the face, people don't necessarily realize that the body motion and body language is actually extremely tied to the actual voice performance and head motion. So extracting those two things is actually a pretty big challenge. And, you know, one of the things that I think that they're going to be facing, which I'm not sure how you would ever really solve is what would Philip Seymour Hoffman have brought to that role that day while filming? Mm. I mean, that's something that no one can ever answer, right?
Yeah. Well, and that in this case is the it makes the bar, it seems to me, that much higher because he was such an extraordinary actor, and it's not easy to replicate because of what he, as you say, could bring on a given day.
You know, I think the success of something like that is extremely dependent on the viewer. If they go this route and, you know, people see it, there'll be people that buy into it. There'll be people, I think, that don't. I mean, I've shown people video footage of a real person and told them it was CG, and they pick it apart. You know, they tell you what's wrong
really?
With it.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If they do it justice and, you know, everyone's on board and, you know, even if you could ask him, are you okay with this? And he said yes, there'll be people that say this is immoral or this isn't good or whatever. So,
Steve Pragg, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Steve Pragg is a special effects supervisor for Digital Domain in Los Angeles. So, tell us what you think. Does creating this digital version of the late Philip Seymour Hoffman strike you as dubious ethically, creepy, or just show business? You can leave a comment at studio360.org.